today is March 7th, I think.
I guess. I never kept any record of the flood, but that's when it was.
What is your name?
Full John name? Lovell. John T.
And you were born?
How?
Where were you born?
St. George.
Really? Lived there all your life? Who was your dad and mother?
William Lovell and Loretta White.
Have your people been in Tucker County for
all many? Their life?
And their dad before them?
They were raised here.
Was there a big family of children where you were raised?
Nine of us.
Nine?
I had one brother and seven sisters. I was about 23 years old before I ever saw my brother. To know him, I was, I guess, 2 or 3 years old when he left and went to the state of Washington. And he was gone 20 years, I guess, before we ever saw one another. But I've been out to his place 3 or 4 times since. But that's for a long time. I didn't see my brother for, well, I was 20-some years.
So did you go to school in St. George?
Up 3 miles up from St. George, up the location, they call it, towards Aurora. Well, you know where the Hebs live up there, the Whites. There's a schoolhouse right there.
What did they call it?
Mount Olive.
And who was your teacher?
Oh, I had a lot of them. Floyd Ball and Mrs. Oh, I don't know how many teachers they did have. Wilson, Schaefer, and Ball, and England.
How many grades did you finish there?
Well, I tried to finish 8, but I didn't get a very good job at it. But I'd say 8. Tried
grade.
A little bit after that.
Uh-huh. Where did you go after
but
that?
I took some civil service examinations. I made a grade each time. But I wasn't, well, most of it was politics. I just didn't get in on the main. Now, my wife got the post office once through that way. Mm-hmm.
What did you do after you got out of school? Did you work in the woods any?
Yes, worked for Kendall Lumber Company.
What did you do for them?
Well, just a little bit of everything. You drove team and cut timber and roll logs, whatever it was to do, mostly driving team.
Did they have some pretty big horses?
Mm-hmm. Good horses.
Tell me about some of them. What was your favorite team?
Oh, I don't know. I expect the one they called Colonel and Doc and Colonel. They were big, but they were a little bit mean. That you had to have a driver, but they were powerful horses.
Could they pull a?
How?
Could they pull a pretty big log?
Just about anything you'd hitch them to. If they couldn't pull it, there wasn't any round wood.
Did you drive team before they had a J grab?
For what?
Before they had a J grab.
No.
A J-hook?
Never did. They always had a J-grab and I was old enough to.
So you never lost any teams, huh?
No.
Before they had that J-grab, I guess.
Oh, yes. Pretty rough.
Did you farm any then?
Yes, I farmed all my life. Raised on one, still got one. I guess I've got part of one. How much?
Did you have a pretty nice farm before the flood came?
Oh, I had a nice farm. one of the nicest bottoms there was around here.
Tell me about the flood. What happened?
I don't know. I never got to see out on it. I was down there to look over, and I don't know what it's done. I know it took the barns and all the equipment. I can't understand how it could get power enough. Now, I had two discs, double discs, them big heavy discs for tractor. And I had two tractors up there, and I cleaned them out. You never heard tell of them, never were anywhere. And all the machinery, I had cultivators, mowers, and binder. And I don't know what all up there in that barn. It just swept the barn off, just cleans up the top of that bed. Not a thing left there.
Mm. What about
you? Have you been down that country? Well, you know where that, have you been on the bottom as any at all? Have you been at Ray Jenkins's?
Uh-uh.
Well, you've been at the schoolhouse, haven't you? Right straight back of the schoolhouse, up just a little, is my farm in at Bonham over in there.
Well, it didn't take the pastures, the fields out then, did it?
Well, it was over them. I don't know what it's done. It took all the fence, I guess, and everything. But I haven't been up there. I don't know what's been done. It looked like it was... From the road, at first, it might be mud or sand or something, but there was a road down to about the center of the bottom over there. I have 40 acres over in there.
Where were you when the flood came?
I was up location. You know where Bill White lives up location? It's about the second house up towards Aurora. And I'd went up there, it was raining, and we stayed all night. It was pouring the rain down, never thought about a flood. But when we got up the next morning, everybody was telling us about the flood, and we went down, but you couldn't even get in town.
You couldn't?
No.
Why was that?
The water was clear up there to the top of the banks, all over there. Never thought about maybe in that much water.
What'd you think when you saw it?
It was up, well, I couldn't think. Now our ceiling's as high as this, I'd say, in the house. And it's about I'd say 2 foot off the ground, anyhow. And it was upstairs at least a foot, foot and a half deep.
So it just took everything you had.
Just cleaned it all. It's gone.
What are you going to do now?
That's a $64 question. What can you do?
What's happened to you since the flood?
How?
What has happened to you since
the flood? I was sick then to start with. A little, and taking this flu or something, and I don't know, one thing brought on another, and it just finally got me down. I can still go and walk, but I can't get around to do much good. Maybe if the weather would open up and I could get back, I'd get out and go a little more. I might get so I'd be better. Hope so, anyhow.
Are you going to plant a crop this spring?
No, I can't, because if somebody else wants to, I might let somebody plant some. But I know I can't, because I don't have a thing to work with, not anything. Not even a shovel, a pitchfork. It just cleaned them out down there, just as clean in the barns, took everything.
Did you have any livestock, any cattle?
No, I didn't. I'd sold them. Just lucky. The old fellow said that is just a pop shot. That's their odd soul, man.
What do you think caused it to flood like that?
Oh, Lord knows. Nobody ever even thought about a flood like that. Just unbelievable.
Do you remember hearing anything from your father about the flood of 1888?
Oh, yes, he talked to that lots.
Tell me everything.
This was about...
Tell me what you remember him saying about that.
Well, he was telling about how high it is, and according to his story, this was about 6 foot higher. Just about 6 foot more water than the 88 flood. So it must have been a pretty bad one. Yes, he's talked about that 88 all my life.
What did he say about it?
Oh, he was just young fella and telling about what all they did, how they got along and so forth.
Did anybody die in that flood? Did anybody drown in that flood?
I think they were. I'm pretty sure they were.
So it was a bad flood in
88? Oh, it was a bad one. 88 was the bad one. There had been several light floods since that, but then that was the one. I think about 1903 or 4, they had a flood that covered about all the bottom land, but it didn't tear things up like this one. It didn't get like that. I don't know how deep that was over there in my field. You know where my fields are? Been on them?
Well, just drove there by the clinic, by the school and the clinic.
Oh, you've never been over? Mm-mm. I haven't either. I don't know what I've done. But it's behind the clinic over there, you can see.
Probably left a lot of mud.
Oh, I expect. It's harder to what?
That mud's pretty good, pretty
rich,
isn't
it? It didn't leave any buildings or any machinery. I can't understand how water could get, it had to get something against it to move them discs. You take a 12-foot disc, double disc, tractor disc, those are pretty heavy. Now, it's just about all a team can do to pull one of them. And a tractor, it makes a tractor a good load. But they just moved out some of the feathers. I couldn't understand that. It had to get something against them, something fast on them, and just carried it right along.
Did it move your house?
No, don't think so. It bulged up inside the floors like that some, but I've only been there once since the flood. And I don't know, they've been in and cleaned up some, but I've never been down, I don't know what.
Where are you going to build your barn back?
Don't think so. I don't know. Not going to be able to, I don't think.
Did you have any kind of insurance on it?
No. I had fire insurance. Lightning and fire. But that's all. No flood. Had the wrong kind that time.
Yes, sir. So you've been up here ever since the flood, you've been up here?
I guess about ever since the flood. Just a day or two's difference, maybe.
Did you raise a lot of kids? A lot of children? One.
Got one daughter in Washington.
Has she been over here to see the place?
She was up last weekend, her and her husband both.
Well, it was